in the Gospel of John, every sign that Jesus performed gave an opportunity for the disciples to see something beyond, to see something heavenly beyond that. And one of those signs that Jesus did was that of the multiplication of loaves that the disciples and the people who were present ate. And today they come back looking for Jesus. And Jesus is trying to get them to understand that the intention for him providing the food was not just to nourish their physical hunger. It was to make them to open their eyes to see the spiritual reality behind this. That is the Eucharist. That is the food of life that him himself can give, and that only Jesus Christ could give them. Remember, John 6 is all about the Eucharist. And therefore, today, Jesus is answering the question the disciples ask him: what can we do to accomplish the works of God? That is a big question that each and every one of us who wants to draw close to God should sit and ask ourselves: what can I do to accomplish the work of God in my own life and the mission he has called me to? And the answer has been given to us today in the first reading when we read the story of Stephen. That is someone who lived his natural life but understood the dynamic that when a weaker solution comes closer to a stronger solution, the stronger solution takes over. That is the physics of our relationship with God. A relationship is in which God takes precedence. He is the one who gives the rules of the game. And today, Stephen teaches us that when we come to God, first, if we offer a little bit of our lives to him, we get a little bit. If we offer a little more to him, we get a little more. But if we offer our lives completely, surrendering completely to him, we get freedom. The freedom of the children of God. The freedom which St. Stephen got, which gave him the strength, the faith to speak the way he spoke. That is what we all desire today, to get that freedom, the freedom that draws us into the holiness and the wisdom of God, that people will look at us and they look at, as they look at Stephen and say, he looks like an angel, because that holiness comes from within and it radiates itself in the way we speak and in the way we live our lives. May this be our prayer today, dear friends, that the Lord will continue to bless us, to help us to grow in holiness, in wisdom, and in faith. Amen.